I'm speaking here with Bob Wirth, who is vice president and new vice president for the American Soybean Association. And Bob, we want to talk about Commodity Classic coming up. I know the theme is smooth sailing. So maybe that's a good place to start as we look ahead to the event. What do we expect? And does smooth sailing really mean that it's everything's smooth right now?
Well, yes, things are going very well. Commodity Classic this year is going to be exciting. I mean, we have got great learning sessions. We've got great win sessions. I mean, Commodity Classic is a place where everybody gets together and just have a good time, talk to other farmers, and it's just a time to relax and learn something.
What do you think are some of the highlights that you're looking forward to that other farmers who will be going should look forward to?
You know, a lot of talk this year is on crop insurance, a lot of talk on new things that are coming down the pike in production and new agronomic traits. I mean, there's just so many things that people are interested in to help their bottom line, and that's what Commodity Classic does.
Now, how about, I know at a lot of professional organizations, when you get together with fellow members, it's the networking opportunities, talking to other people in your business, your peers, is really always a real valuable benefit that you get. Do you feel the same way with Commodity Classic?
That's very true, because we get farmers from all over the United States to come to this. And every area is different. And, you know, you always learn something new by talking to another person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you might be able to take their idea back to your area, and it'll work for you. And it's just a great time to sit down and meet new friends and also get reacquainted with old friends that you've known that you met at Commodity Classic for the last 5-10 years. And it's just a good, fun time to learn something.
Well, how would you describe the interaction between the different commodity groups now that make up this event? You know, we kind of were corn and soybeans, and now we've got wheat and sorghum. How would you describe the value or benefit of that?
Well, as you all know, we all raise different commodities. I mean, we don't just raise soybeans, or we don't just raise corn. For me, I raise corn, soybeans, and wheat. So, you know what? I learn a lot by just talking to other wheat farmers from across the country, and same way with corn farmers. And it's just a great time for farmers to learn something. I mean, it's just pick up ideas. That's what this Commodity Classic is about, is gaining knowledge to help your industry, your bottom line on your farm.
Mm-hmm. Now, we always have a very nice trade show that goes along with that. As you look forward here, whether personally or just from an industry standpoint, how important is that going to be? I mean, you know, the economy is a very important topic, because what happens in the non-farm sector affects people who are farming, because we're consumers too. You know, how are things right now? And as you look at maybe new purchases for equipment or some new services, what can we look forward to there?
You know, the trade show is actually filled up. We have got a full trade show, and people must gain a lot of knowledge, people in the trade show, because they want to come back for our trade show, because we give them a lot of time to go through and pick up this knowledge that they're looking for, ideas that they need to have for their operations. So As they walk through this trade show, plus they reacquaint from people that they've met last year or the year before, and with the industry people, and gain these ideas and take it home and purchase a new equipment or a new service or anything. I mean, it's a good place to be.
Well, I know that each organization has their own business meeting, I believe, that takes place there. Correct?
Right.
And
that's
so,
correct.
So, you know, if you're interested in what your particular association you belong to is doing, this is also a good place to come and kind of make your voice heard and get involved in the activities of these organizations.
That's true. This At Commodity Classic, we have, in the soybean side, we have a resolutions meeting, and where we sit down and we set the whole direction for a whole year where we want to go. And this is what we take back to the ASA board, and we take back to our lobbyists in Washington, D.C., and tell them this is the direction we want to go. So if you've got some concerns out there, please come and let us know about it. Express your concerns. And, you know, this is where we got to talk about it. And this is what makes farmers, the policy side of the operation, work.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of those, any particular issues or topics that you think are going to be kind of at the top of the list to be discussed here at this coming Classic?
You know, each state sends in their own list of ideas that they want to discuss, or their resolutions. I know I'm from Minnesota, and a lot of our concerns are water quality. I mean, there is some big concerns with water quality and where it's going, and how they we want to make sure that agriculture is treated fairly in all policies that's dealing with water. Mm-hmm. So I know that's going to be part of it. Biodiesel, you know, I'm sure we're going to be talking about the tax extension. We want to make sure that keeps going for biodiesel. And I'm sure some issues about the farm bill. I mean, there'll be guidelines set by farmers where they kind of want the farm bill to go. This is all going to be discussed at this meeting. So we'll know more after Commodity Classic the direction we're going to be going.
All right. Well, let's hope that in the, because we've got, a couple months basically here, that we all make it through a winter that's been an interesting one already, which it always is, you know.
never fails. No one winter is the same. So it's always exciting and always a challenge.
That's right. Well, I want to thank you very much, Bob Wirth, Vice President of the American Soybean Association, and we've been talking about the upcoming Commodity Classic, where we're going to have some smooth sailing in Tampa, Florida. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.